T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I am Gregor, great to talk to you. I'm back from the dentist. That is the worst experience, right? My dentist, hella cool, great dude. Shout out to Dr. Koontz, you're the best. Yesterday I had some fillings done, right? And the person that was operating the thing, I don't know if it was a bad day for this person or what, but she kept poking me in the back of the throat with this thing. And I'm like, and he's like, all right, do you need some more Novocaine or whatever it was? I was like, no, I need this lady to stop jamming the suction thing into my tonsil area. Good God. Imagine if you got it just wrong and blah. Anyway, going to the dentist is terrible. It's the part where you're getting the needle put into your gums. That's really the bad part. And then, like, afterwards, about 2 minutes later, when your heart is, like, freaking out because you've had Novocaine shot into your face, and then the adrenaline goes in, and then I'm shaking, and it's crazy. Does this happen to you? Is it just me? I was thinking about, imagine if somebody took mushrooms and then went to the dentist. My God, that would be such a disaster. I don't know how anyone would survive. My buddy Patrick sent me a link saying that the future of pain management could be microdosed LSD. Now, it's an article by Vice, so I immediately was like, maybe I'll read this later. But it does sound intriguing that they would go from something that you made fun of the hippies for, back seeing Jerry Garcia and co, and the Grateful Dead, and then Fish, and then probably Tool. You know, bands with visuals and stuff. You went from that to being able to be like, what if we could treat pain medicine and not use horribly addictive opioids? At least nobody profited off those. Oh, wait.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, just over 300 new COVID-19 cases reported in Washington state, and sadly, 16 more people have died. Capitol Hill's Cal Anderson Park has again been cleared of tents, humans, and a pop-up soup kitchen yesterday as police, corrections officers, and parks employees removed protesters who have settled in this summer. What happened to the community garden? Is that still growing? The United States will not be working with the worldwide effort to make a vaccine for COVID-19 because it doesn't want to be in cahoots with the World Health Organization. You know, we could still help and then do our own thing, too. Richest nation in the world certainly could invest in more than one idea. And Woodstock 99, the gross one, is getting a docuseries on Netflix. That's the one that featured people breaking stuff to Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff. Remember when we used to spell things with extra X's and Z's for no reason? Other features, a plywood peace sign was set ablaze during the Red Hot Chili Peppers headlining set.
I've been doing a lot of
and then there was the widespread reports of sexual misconduct and assault. See, 2020 is not the only year that was terrible. Just like trying to
keep you right. Just got news.
And, I've gotten, so I don't know if you know this about me or not, perhaps you do, perhaps don't, but I used to be a Rubik's Cuber competitively. I was never very good, I never did very well, but I've been to the World Championships and I've been to the National Championships, mainly because they're not invitational. You can just pay the fee and walk in, but there were people worse than me that competed, I'll have you know that. Anyway, I've been to that. So I used to take it pretty seriously. I used to do, I don't know, an hour of solves a day, probably. Really worked at it. But I like plateaued at about 20 seconds to solve a Rubik's Cube. So since I picked it up, I'm averaging about 30-ish, which is great for like the world, but like pretty bad for the Rubik's Cube world. And so I've decided that I'm going to learn a new system. And boy, has it changed my speeds. I am now, let me get the number right. I am now averaging 3 minutes and 17 seconds. That's my best. Currently, I'm averaging, my last average of 5 is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So what is that, 7 times slower? It's only been a day, though. Glad I kept that data up. All right, so I read these books, and they were complicated, and I know many people found them to be too much or too boring or something, but a Chinese science fiction writer wrote a trilogy about kind of what happens to the Earth when we make contact with the aliens. And it's not good what would happen, because the aliens are like, yo, we need them resources, right? And so I read these three novels, and my God, the idea that they're going to get made into a show on Netflix or a film, or I don't know what they're going to do, is awesome. Nerd talk, talking
about nerd talk, yeah! For almost a decade, Game of Thrones filled us with anticipation, so much anxiety, and a lot of repulsion every Sunday night. Can you imagine how some of those people smelled? Now the co-creators, the ones who didn't write the books, well, they're back with their next project, this time for Netflix, based on the Hugo Award-winning science fiction book series, Remembrance of Earth's Past, or better known as The Three-Body Problem. One of those bodies better be a dragon. No, sorry, no, there's no dragons. Aliens, though.
Whatever.
Oh, wow, there's a molecule found in honeybee venom that can be used to destroy particularly nasty breast cancer cells, and could be the key to giving more women a better fighting chance. Ah, it's too bad then that we're decimating the honeybee population. Cool. And finally, I was gonna write a piece about these anti-procrastination smart glasses, but decided I'd put it off until tomorrow. Nerd talk, talking about
nerd talk, yeah! Now, more about the Three-Body Problem trilogy. It's called Remembrance of Earth, is that what it is? I know I said it in the thing, but I've already forgotten. My problem with it is that, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the guy's name. It's C-I-X-I-N, Xixin Lin. I don't know. Anyway, the guy that translated the books, there's like this, our languages are so different between Chinese and English. The nuance happens a little differently. So I remember reading the first one and being like, this feels weird as I'm reading it. I really liked the premise, but it was just a little tougher to tackle. The second one was translated by somebody else, and that felt much better. And I was like, oh, this is much more engaging. I'm a terrible reader, too, so, you know, take this for what it's worth. And then the third one was like, I didn't like that book as much as the second one. And it just was pointed out in this article I read, wherever that was, I should probably give credit, it's probably Nerdist.com, that the guy who did the translating translated the first and third book. And another person did the second. Well, the first and third book guy is one of the people helping produce it. He's helping get the story from the pages to the screen, along with Benioff and the other guy, Weiss. Is that his name? Guys who did the Game of Thrones? Yeah, so the guy that didn't feel as natural in the writing is one of the people helping. But I remain optimistic. Have a great day.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.